Ahoy.
Hey.
It's Tony D'Amico from Cape Crepe and Chowder.
Twas the night before Christmas, a dramatic reading by Anthony D'Amico. Twas the night before Christmas Eve, when all through the houses, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
This is how you're going to do it?
The stockings were this for the children. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care.
You're going to scare the kids.
In the hope that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
How about projecting a little bit? Say it like you mean it.
It's for the children!
Well, then do it right!
The children were nestled all snug in their beds. While visions of sugar plums dance in their heads.
I'm paying $25.95 a head for this.
It's for the children!
Well, then make it free!
And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cat bed. And just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
A long way. You gonna be able to do this whole thing without a smoke? Can't smoke in your restaurant. What are you going to do? Smoke around the kids, old man? What a meathead.
For dramatic purposes.
For dramatic purposes, you're going to be smoking?
Maybe a pipe.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
There's a loophole in the smoking law that if it is part of a dramatic performance, you are allowed to smoke away.
Right.
And didn't Santa have a pipe?
Yeah, Santa had a pipe, didn't he?
Santa smoked Marlboro 100.
go ahead, finish what you're doing. This is pathetic.
When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed
to see what was the matter.
Away to the window.
Ooh.
I flew like a flash.
You don't fly nothing.
Or opened the shutters and threw up the sash.
The what?
The sash.
$25.95.
Bargain.
Christmas
Eve.
The
moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below.
You know what? Stay home with your family. Stay home with your families.
What to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer.
Reindeer. There's no at the end of it.
It's for the children!
And act like you're eating the kids!
Shut up, you meathead!
You're the meathead! It's amazing that you're even... Go ahead. Go.
With a little old driver. So lively and quick. I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
Are you going to have any music behind you or any bells like it's going now?
I would think you're a professional. You'd have some production value to this bit.
I got some bells going. What are you going to do at your restaurant?
More rapid than the eagles, his curses, they came. And he whistled and shouted and then called them by name.
On Donner, on Blitzen.
Yeah, this is what I really turned up the heat.
Oh, yeah, really? Go ahead, go.
Now Dasher.
Donner.
Now Dancer. Now Prancer. And Vixen. On Comet. On Cupid. On Donner. And Blitzen.
Where's Rudolph?
To the top of your porch. To the top of the wall.
Yes.
Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. as dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly.
I'll vomit on your floor.
And a meat-witted obstacle mount to the sky.
How many verses of this you got?
So, it's full service, $25.95 for the children.
Do the abbreviated version.
It's for the children.
Now, you'll put the kids to sleep or scare them, one or the other.
You meathead.
You're the meathead. You're going to be...
You are spoiling Christmas.
$25.95 into your pocket.
You are spoiling Christmas.
Okay, finish it up, will you? To all a good night.
Children.
Yeah, and you'll be yelling at the kids, won't you? What if one of them cries? What if one of them has a little accident or something? What are you going to do?
That is an old D'Amico family saying.
What's that?
Tough tea. So up to the house, up the courses they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas, too.
Right.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoofie. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. And at that point, I'll have that retarded kid, Big Tom, come in.
See, there's what are you doing about Big Tom, the retarded
he
kid?
He was dressed all in fur, children. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot. And his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
What'd
from
you
my
say?
Cigarette.
Yeah.
But the toys he had flung on his back. And he looked like a peddler. Just opening his pack.
$25.95.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. And the beard of his chin was as white as the snow.
Yeah, can I get another helping of that lamb shank?
You will shut your mouth now or burn in hell. This is for the children, and I will not have you up.
Don't swear. Don't swear.
Don't make me a meathead. And yes. By the way.
Yes, yes.
I got a bone to pick with you.
I don't give a rat's ass.
I know it was you.
Well, yeah?
Someone put a cardboard sign with permanent magic marker and put it up on the door of my business,
yeah.
And it read Meathead, except for the fact that all of my neighbors think that it said Meth Head.
My bad.
And now I got undercover cops buying and selling drugs all the time.
Yeah, read that.
And I'm hip to that, just turn a blind eye like I don't even know.
Right. Read this to them. They'll leave.
They're not going to get me.
Are you done with this?
No. The stump of a pipe.
Right.
He held tight in his teeth, and his smoke, see, it encircled his head like a ring.
Uh-huh.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed
like a bowl full of jelly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was chubby and dead for the children.
Well, then read the damn thing.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and he filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk.
Is that what you're going to do? Screw it up for the kids?
Shut up! It's for the kids!
At $25.95, it better be flawless, old man.
And laying his finger aside of his nose.
How long is this thing?
And it's long.
A nod up the chimney, he rose.
And I heard
he sprang to his sleigh.
Right.
to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight. Happy Christmas to all.
And to all
a good night.
Oh, yeah. Let's hope everybody had a tape recorder up to the radio. You stoop.
It's holiday magic.
Dad, just remember.
Courtesy of your friends at Cape Crape and Chowder.
Open Christmas Eve for a free dinner.
We will be open Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, whatever it takes.
Right, at $25.95 a head for you to read. Get lost.
No, you get lost, you meathead!
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
Number one, the hardest working man in show business. He is the godfather of soul, and it's a pleasure to have him back on the show after a 5-year hiatus. James Brown. James, how are you?
The mother load. it's been 5 years since I've been there, but we just left England. We had 300,000 in Dublin, and we all played Leeds at 245,000, played Scotland at 67,000.
You know, the last time, though, that you were on our show, and it was about 5 years ago, you were telling us how you played the harmonica, and you didn't have it with you at the time of the phone conversation. And after we were long off the air, you called us back and played the harmonica for us.
Yeah.
How you been?
I'm fine. What's going on?
You got a new song out, don't you?
A brand new, called I want to be Loved.
I listened to the song. You mentioned a lot about eating potatoes and not having, what, fat women around?
No. Eat potatoes or you won't have no flair. Men like tight women, you know?
Yes.
Tight butts. So I feel like being like a sex machine. We want everybody to know that we only good for it, even in Florida. We only good for it. Like Gatorland. So you better come get a little taste of it now, because we got plenty more for you. I want to be loved. That's right.
And you do it, you let out a few screams during the song.
Well, you see, when I crank my car, I don't want no cab. But eat potatoes because I don't want no flab. I want to be loved.
Ha!
I want to be loved.
Ha!
That's right. Get on the good foot. Good God.
Good God.
Get on the good foot. Good God. Get on the good foot. Good God. Get on the good foot.
I almost want to throw a cape over
you. I want to throw a cape over you.
Get on up, y'all.
So what about the meter reader?
Living in America. The cat was looking in my window.
He's looking in your window?
Yeah, he's trying to see Tommy Ray while she was singing This Bit of Earth.
And so then, did you tell him you were a government agent?
No, I told him that he should leave out because I was going to call the sheriff, and he didn't want me to call the sheriff.
Did he leave?
No, Tommy Ray started singing, Try a Little Bit Harder.
James, I want to thank you for coming on. It's been too long.
I want to be loved. That's right.
Give me a little more.
I want to be loved.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm on a roll. I want to be loved. That's right. So long.
So long, James.
Two men licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast on public airwaves.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
R-A-D-I-O.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
That's right. We're OGs.
Yep.
We hang with the Godfather.
Yeah, I'm on a roll.
Yep.
Hey, everybody.
We know all the greats, man.
Oh, yeah.
We hung out with James Brown. We hung out with Dr. Funkenstein.
Yep.
On the mothership.
Well, those were the days. Those were the days.
Ike Turner.
Oh, Ike Turner was great.
That's one of our posse right there.
This is the Stan and Haney Show. Christmas week, season's greetings, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I have an issue.
You do?
Not with me, not with you, not with Junior, not with this show.
All right, well, I guess that's good.
But with this radio station and the night show.
Uh-oh.
Haney, it's unacceptable.
In what way? I've heard that before, but...
Let me help you here, because you know what? I had my girlfriend's car yesterday, so I didn't have all my sound.
That was so nice of you.
Yeah, it was nice of me. But I had I have my music all programmed in, so I can relax after I leave the show. Well, I get into her car, and it's K-Rock on, and I get to listen to the Roger Marley Bonehead show. Now... I will be the first to admit this. Over the years, when we've had attorneys, i.e. Mike Chiannopoulos, or we've had one of our medical pals or tax people, you know, like Sarah and all that, and I'll go and say when they're in here, hey, you know what, I got a little issue with the law, or I got a little issue with my taxes, or
mm-hmm.
I got... And they're more than happy to give advice or point you in the right direction. You see, they work, they expect to get paid. But if you're friendly with them, you're friends, you have a relationship with them, sometimes, you know, you ask for a little bit of advice and it's given to you. If you were tuning in to yesterday's show, we found out that Dave might have either a broken ankle or ligaments,
tendons,
and he keeps walking on it for sympathy. And then he also burned his tongue. And I don't mean a little burn, the whole first third of the tongue burned red. Why? He burned it on hot chocolate. He waited for it to cool down, but it was in a thermal cup. And so he's got burns there, and he's showing off that he's got this bum ankle.
He's always, anytime he's injured, he wants to show you his boo-boo.
And so people are texting. You got to get yourself to a clinic. You got to,
if you don't get that taken care of, it'll never be right again.
Correct. You don't use this microphone to solicit doctors.
Did he do that?
Yes. And I'm sorry. That's unacceptable.
Did it work?
I shut it off. I couldn't take it anymore.
Well,
he gets on the air last night, and I'm like, what are you doing, bonehead? It felt like I wanted to reach through the speaker and grab him by the neck, but that would be another thing he'd want to show off. My fingerprint bruises on his neck. So,
oh, yeah, he'd have to take a selfie and put it up on the internet, like a battered woman.
He gets on the air, and Roger Marley, Dave, man, you're... Oh, I got to do him.
Dave, man, you're... Limping
look
all around.
Got a mark on you.
Yeah, and then Dave goes, yeah, dude, I got a bad leg. I got tendons. It might be broke. Any doctors out there that want to call in and give me medical attention, I'd appreciate any doctor. Shut up. You don't do that. You don't. Any doctor wants to go and take a look at my ankle and... No.
I don't know. Probably smart.
How's that smart?
Because he doesn't know what else to do.
He doesn't know what else to do!
This is still a live nerve with you, isn't it?
Flame's about ready to come out.
The nerve is live.
Like heat miser.
How is that nerve still alive?
How is he so stupid? It's not even that, it's you. You go and you run cover for him. He doesn't know what else to do.
I'm the one that said it.
What? He doesn't know what else
no.
to do?
No.
Why do you go and run cover like that
that's
for
him? That's not cover, that's a fact.
Maybe it shouldn't be a fact at 44.
I accept him the way he is, Stan.
He's standing around with an ankle that is swollen like a Wilson football,
mm-hmm.
and he won't get off it. He won't elevate it. He won't go. No, he's walking on it, so people say, what's wrong with your leg, bonehead? And the fact of the matter is that he, instead of going across the street, instead of putting an effing ace bandage on it, instead of putting ice on it to bring down the swelling. And I don't know about that either. Is it heat or cold? Heat or cold? What is it? Heat, cold. When do you put cold and when do you put heat? I don't know. A doctor would know. He doesn't do anything. And he sits there and goes, woe is me. And then goes on the air to solicit a doctor who has to take it because he took the Hippocratic Oath.
I'm just, truly, I didn't know that nerve was still there.
I hate stupidity. I hate stupidity. I hate... think about this over the years. How many people have really gotten under my skin? Well, the late dumb Ken, because he was dumb.
But he couldn't help it.
You showed him a shiny coin, he'd get distracted and you could clock him.
And Fat Tony?
He was about as dumb as they come. You could talk till you're blue in the face and he wouldn't figure you out.
He was the special kind of dumb where he believed he was brilliant.
I know that. He thought he was Mr. Intelligence as he would talk to you and his mouth would foam up.
My favorite, though, is when you took him to New York and you're in the middle of the city, and Fat Tony, for everybody to hear, says, I think I'll have a slice of New York-style pizza.
This
may as well have screamed, rob me.
Right. Now, you're saying that, and that sticks in your head. Think how many things stick in my head about Bonehead. Now, with Fat Tony, this guy was a stoop. I take him to New York because we got booked on a TV show because he was in his 40s too and still lived with mama, and we go up there. He's wandering around like he don't know where he's at. He just keeps telling me he wants a slice of New York style pizza. I said, Tony, you fat piece of. We're in New York. You're going to get New York-style pizza. You know why?
No matter where you go.
Because we're in New York. We're in Manhattan. We're on 7th Avenue. So we go into the pizza joint. This guy, he was filthy, too. Didn't wash. He'd always come in to work with the bedhead on the back
of
his head.
And he had a pet ferret, and he looked like a weasel himself.
He'd take a bath with a pet ferret. But he went to New York with one change of clothes. So we go, and he's wearing them. So we go into the pizza shop. Hey, what do you have? Give me a slice with some cheese and pepperoni. What do you have, Fat? I'll have a slice of New York-style pizza. Well, the guy behind there's going,
oh, geez.
Really? Sure. Mm. Sure, pal.
Yeah, so we got that. So we got that here.
Get some of the big slices, you know, the folding kind. You got to fold it and eat it. So we sit down, and Fat, keep in mind, Fat's got his TV show clothes on.
Yes.
So I fold my pie over, I'm eating the damn thing. He, holding it by the crust, letting it droop, going, hey, 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 trying to eat the pizza. The whole top of cheese comes
he doesn't know
off
how to handle
the
it,
pizza,
yeah.
Lands right on his shirt, and then plops onto the paper plate. Onto the counter. He's got sauce all over him. He's got sauce and cheese in that cheap, wiry mustache that he had.
Mm-hmm.
This guy got under my... You know what? He gets under my skin, or got, worse than Dave. Dave is number one right now. So I tell him, you don't have any other clothes. You've got to go buy a shirt. Well, he decided to go to New York City for 3 days... One of the most expensive cities to go to,
mm-hmm.
with $20 in his wallet.
Which Brad gave him.
Which Brad Beasley gave him at the airport. He couldn't pay for the limo, right? Couldn't tip the limo driver. Couldn't tip the freaks that carry your luggage up to your room.
Nope.
He couldn't do any of that. I had to go and tell him, take that shirt off and call dry cleaning to have it hanging there the next morning. When we had to go to the TV studio, and I had to pay for it. Meanwhile, the TV people gave us one room with two beds all through the night. He's thrashing like something used to happen when he was young, and he's thrashing and screaming. And then I had to make him brush his teeth. And when he spit into the sink, it was crimson.
Yeah. I don't understand how the nerve lives for you.
Because I can't take stupidity.
And that's just a live nerve that will never die.
So you got Fat Tony, you got Dave, you got Dumb Ken, the fat wheelchair-bound person that we don't talk to anymore because
he's surprised you even said
that. He's a complete idiot. And then a producer, I won't mention names.
Oh,
I never saw anybody thicker than that guy. You know what? I part of the job of a producer is to produce the show. I don't have to every break remind him if he did something, and then after 2 years of 2.5 years of doing it, find out that he didn't do any of it. I can't take it.
So stupid will never die with you.
Stupid never dies. We'll be back.
We're in the business of taking lives and saving virginity. Or is it the other way around? F*** it. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Yeah. Talking outside, I think I should come up with a list of the dumbest people I've ever known.
We found it. The nerve that never dies is stupidity.
I just, and you're right, Haney, when you said there all of the people, there's some good in them.
Well, some redeeming quality.
But I can't take stupidity. Where you can talk until you're blue in the face and they'll do the same thing over and over again. I can't take it. I can't. Let's do the grab bag. Jeez.
Lower your blood pressure a little bit.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. I look forward to this every year, and it's a new version every year. We're at the end of 2018. Let's take a look at the year that was.
That's great. It starts with Trump irate. Mueller still investigates. It's Hoda, not Matt, on today. Hawaii fake missile claim, shape of water, Oscar, Alabama can't be beat, very stable, genius tweet, Parkland tragedy, Me Too, game strength, opioid crisis matters, Eagles fly super high, Chloe Kim's on fire at the Winter Olympic Games, and the government shut down not only once but twice, Roseanne was canceled in a hurry, Pete and Ari, she said thank you, next. Huckabee Sanders battles French, win World Cup, tie kids in a cave, save them. Uh-oh, Lovato, 80s TV shows, reboot beep says I do, wedding bells, Ben gets help, cats win, Lord Stanley, Black Panther rules movies, Cardi B and Nicki in another fight, fight. The Canucks want a legal chronic, stay up all night playing Fortnite.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
The Red Sox champagne shower economy shows great power. Cosby never learned. Watch California burn. Florence and Michael Storms. Tybot eating royal wedding. Mueller still investigates. Caravan heads to the States. I say Yana, you say Laurel. Cavs crown. Laker bound. Stormy paid to hush, hush. But no Kavanaugh in the clear. Warriors beat the Cavaliers. Mega Millions for a billion. Kardashians multiply. Prosecution midterm saw conservatives in the House decline.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
Stanley says goodbye. Bozo met his demise. Billy Graham is by God's side. Queen of Soul died. Margot Kidder, Mac Miller, R.I.P. Minnie. Beachy, Kay Spade, Robin Leach, too. Vernon Borden, Bush and McCain fought the good fight. Right?
Right. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
Love it. Love it.
Did it? It flew right by.
It did. Okay, here you go. You know what? It just remember, it's Christmas. It's Christmas. Someone broke into a house in Dallas last Friday and, well, stole the family's Christmas presents and, well, and stole their dog. Family says they don't care about the presents. They want the dog back.
Presents can be replaced. Material things can be replaced. They also stole our piggy bank that we'd been saving for a long time. It was a water jug with lots of coins and dollar bills. But we want our dog back. That's the most important thing for us, is our dog.
Mm-hmm. Did you see this? This is great with these porch pirates.
Yes.
This is great.
You're talking about the NASA over-engineering revenge device?
Yes. Guy rigged up fake packages to trick porch pirates.
And very elaborate.
Yeah. Once people stole the box, and he put it out at his door, gave one to a friend who had boxes stolen. Once people who stole the box opened it, it sprays glitter everywhere, sets off fart spray, and records the whole thing on four iPhones that have the cameras running in there from any possible angle. The sound you hear in this clip is when the thieves open it up and the glitter
bursts.
So he's got four devices recording audio and video of that moment you always want to see when someone opens up the pirated merchandise.
Yep, that's supposed to be yours that they just thieved, and it's sweet revenge.
No way. Look at that, dude. Look at my car, dude. Everything. Oh, my God. I don't know what this is.
What the f***? Come on, bro. What's that smell?
Ooh. What the f***?
Come on.
Lift this f***. What the f*** is that smell? Open it up.
Get out of here, bro. You shouldn't even have grabbed that.
What the f***? Get this out of here. What are you doing? Take this up out of here. For real.
Woo!
Take that.
Okay. Gonna get in here like, who you had in here?
Mm-hmm. You get what you got coming.
You know, Stan, it's something that I've tried to impart to our listeners for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take things that don't belong to you. It'll save you a lot of trouble.
Yep. All right. I want everybody to listen to the clip I'm about to play, and you tell me what's wrong with the clip. We're at 16 and counting. Advertisers that have left Tucker Carlson's Fox News show. 16 advertisers have pulled ads from his show.
Why?
Now take a listen. He said this, and this prompted advertisers to leave his show in droves. What did he say wrong?
Here's a funny thing that we noticed the other day. People debate all the time about mass immigration. What you never hear anybody do is make the economic case for mass immigration. But as an economic matter, this is insane. It's indefensible, so nobody even tries to defend it. Instead, our leaders demand that you shut up and accept this. We have a moral obligation to admit the world's poor, they tell us, even if it makes our own country poorer and dirtier and more divided. Huddled masses yearning to breathe free? Nope. Cynical shakedown artists who've been watching too much CNN.
What did he say in that statement that prompted 16 and counting sponsors to leave his show? What did he say? Junior, care to chime in? What did he say? Do you know what? Did he say anything that was wrong? Knowing the angle that Tucker Carlson comes from, and it is a right-leaning opinion, but what did he say that was wrong?
Was it when he was talking about the economics of immigration?
No.
No. It's because he said they're dirty.
Yeah. Dirty. Oh, is he saying illegal immigrants are dirty? No. That's not what he said. He said that making America economically poorer and dirtier. And Fox, to their credit, is sticking by him.
They have been out for Tucker Carlson for quite some time. And Tucker Carlson has matured. He's gotten a lot better. And
yeah, remember when he always used to wear the bow tie?
Yeah. He's come a long way since then, and he seems to be legitimately speaking his mind, and something tells me he's being too effective in what
Precisely.
He's saying, because they went after his house,
yep.
knowing he wasn't home, that it maybe his wife and kids were there, and Tucker Carlson, he doesn't take nonsense, because they're doing this. But very quietly, yesterday, before he started on Fox, he was out of television and started a website called The Daily Caller.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday on the Daily Caller, there was a feature article on the man who runs Antifa in Washington, D.C., that organized that protest. It seems he has three separate personas that the Daily Caller illustrated for all of us, including one that's a hardcore communist, but he doesn't want that known because then he's got his job where he works with the government.
Keaton Haney said it right at the beginning.
So
people that speak their minds, fine, let them speak their minds until they get too close or they're about to expose what it really is all about. Ah, oh, he's just going off. Hold on a second. Keep him out of... Oh, okay. Now you're getting too close to the tree.
Yeah, well, you notice how Judge Napolitano all of a sudden has become a different person?
Yep, somebody must have gotten to him.
Well, that goes back to a Fox reporter named James Rosen. And, you know, it's one thing to state your mind when it doesn't cost anything. It's another when you're threatened with indictments, your family's threatened, then your perspective changes. And I don't know, maybe Tucker Carlson is a Boy Scout because they can't seem to find some sort of dirty way to get him.
Nope. Here's...
Oh, I said dirty.
Yeah. Jeopardy contestant. Jeopardy contestant. Winning.
And I'll tell you what, Sean Hannity must be a total effing Boy Scout to still be on the air.
A Jeopardy contestant on there, woman. She won $58,689 after three nights. And Alex Trebek says, wait, so what do you do? She goes, oh, I was in a band. Nobody recognized her until she said who she was.
Jackie Fuchs is our champion. As we discovered on yesterday's program, she was once Malibu Barbie and was also a performer in an all-girl rock band.
I was the bass player in the 70s all-female rock band, The Runaways.
Wow. So, wait a minute. You were in a rock band playing bass. You were Malibu Barbie, and now you're an attorney and a writer. How did you make that switch at some point?
I just get bored easily, I guess.
Are you married?
No.
Oh.
Happily divorced.
As you said, you get bored easily.
Yeah, she was a bass player, same band that had Joan Jett and Lita Ford.
Mm-hmm.
She was their bass player. This is very cool. Going to give you a little taste of it. As you know, Mary Poppins Returns hits theaters today. And Dick Van Dyke has a role in Mary Poppins Returns. It had been 54 years since Dick Van Dyke was in the original. He is now 91 years old. And he's in the sequel. If you remember in the first movie, he played two parts the first time around. Bert the Chimney Sweep and Mr. Dawes the Banker in the original Mary Poppins. In this one, he plays the son of Mr. Dawes and he sings. We're going to play for you a little bit of Dick Van Dyke in the original Mary Poppins. And then in Mary Poppins Returns, Dick Van Dyke sings again. This is great. 91. Here he is back, way back in the day. What, 1965?
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiri. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim.
And then here he comes today.
Good luck, we're above when I shake hands with you.
I may be circling the drain, but I got a few steps left in me.
So when life's a real beast super, you must choose to be a trooper, for your life comes with a lifetime guarantee. As you trip a little like fantastic. With me,
trip a little, trip a little, trip a little,
trip a little like fantastic.
Isn't that great?
It is.
That is so great. Here's something great, too. Wrap up the grab bag with this one. Fallon put together Trump noises as Trump now does. This is all Donald Trump. Jingle bells.
Boom. Bing, bing, bong, bing. Bing, 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 bing.
Boom.
Ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba.
Bing, bing, bang, bang, boom, da. Bing, goo, boom, boom, boom. You know, the little bing, bing, bing. Bong, bong. Bing, bing, yeah. Bong. Bing, bing, bing. Boom. Bing, 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 bing.
That's the end of that.
I love it.
Perfect. How can people not appreciate having such a renaissance man?
Yeah.
At the White House.
That is so great. That is so great. You know, and I'm going to just say this, and we got 1 minute. I got to take the break.
Stan?
We're late.
ISIS.
Oh, gone. We're out of Syria.
Yeah. You remember when that was like the number one problem?
Yeah, gone.
Nobody knows, though.
I had a book. You know how I love the presidents. And it's just got to eat some people in Washington alive. It was when Obama took office. They put out a new edition of the Book of Presidents. And basically it tells you what their inaugural address was, what they looked like, what they stood for. And the new editions come out. And it's very distinguished. All 45 presidents, and the new chapter has been added. President Trump and his inaugural address, all in print. The people that came into office with him, right up there. Same book as George Washington, John Adams, and Andrew Jackson.
They'll try to remove him from history.
I know that. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Your phone calls are next. And then later on in the 3 o'clock hour, are you smarter than Haney? Chance to pick up some WWE wrestling tickets coming back to Hertz Arena in January. Those tickets can be yours if you're smarter than Haney. Karen will join us. It's going to be a great day. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Social Security case, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Cool weekends in the afternoon. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. If you'd like to call us, tell us what's on your mind. Get something off your chest. Have an opinion about something. Feel free to give us a call right now. Phone lines are open. Area code 239-277-9600. We could give you a prize. Being that we're on Christmas week and we're going to be gone for a couple of weeks, limited prizes. We do have Babakusa. We do have WWE tickets. We have Marvel Comics. Now you say, well, what do you mean you have Marvel Comics? They have a streaming service, Marvel does. And for a subscription, which we will give you a year's worth, you can have online access to over 24,000 comics, more added every week. Think of it as like Netflix for comic books. And I know a lot of people love the superhero stuff. We get it to you for free if you contribute to the show, and we award it to you. 277-9600. I got a thing I have to say right now. What are we supposed to be hit with weather-wise in the next day?
I don't know. I count on you.
Have you seen what they say is going to happen?
No. News to me.
And again, I know that a lot of the TV weather people are designed for, especially the snowbirds, the sick, and the shut-ins, to panic them.
Mm-hmm.
And the old people, to get them all jumpy.
It seems like the less people go outside, the more they pay attention to the weather.
Yeah. That's why it's geared towards blue hairs. We're supposed to. It's supposed to be sweeping across the country right now. Thursday and Friday, they are telling us that we are going to get winds that are going to be like 40 miles an hour.
Are you kidding me?
The seas, the Gulf, inland, possible seas 10 feet, and you go off a couple of miles, 14, 15 feet, that is ushering in this cold front, and that it's going to be a pesky one. Every morning I get up at the crack of dawn because I haven't strung together a night's sleep in years. every time I get up and you have the morning weather guys, let's go and take a look at the local weather in your neck of the woods. And then the weather guy, and they keep saying,
I mean, it's 77 degrees. It's fine. What the hell's going on?
Get ready. All hell's about to break loose. Now, here's the situation that I'm in. Trust me, I can't handle rough seas. At our Christmas party, I was telling you how Junior won a TV and he won a dot.
Oh, yeah. He was a big winner, wasn't he?
I got a Key West Express.
Oh, you did?
So I said to myself, I was talking to my girlfriend. She said, well, can we find a weekend where we can go down on the Key West Express?
It's the first I'm hearing of this.
And I said, yeah, let's go down this weekend. And I'm hearing the weather guy say, well, right through Saturday morning, we're going to have gusts of winds in the seas. I don't know if I want to go this weekend. No, you don't. I can't take a rough dump, but I already got a hotel reservation.
And it's going to be cold.
Oh, it's going to be nice and cool. Cold for you, cool for me.
44 is night, cool for you?
At night, that's going to be cold.
That's cool for you.
But, of course, down in Key West, a few degrees warmer. Still going to be like 50 at night.
Yeah, with 40-mile-an-hour winds and 10-foot seas.
Everything that I'm seeing says that happens on Friday and Thursday. But right now, what's today? Wednesday?
Yeah.
It's nice out. They say by tonight and tomorrow, it's supposed to get pesky.
Well, it says we're right at the afternoon high right now.
Yeah, and then what happens?
Then 66.
Yeah,
that's nice. Then Thursday, it's got a picture of a lightning bolt and three blue dots, which I think means rain.
Yes, and wind.
78 and 65. Then Friday.
Wind.
68 and 53. Saturday, 66, 44.
And sunny.
Partly.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, it's the only day going out for days on either side. On Sunday, full sun.
Yeah. Well, I want you
71 and 52.
Look at the boating forecast and the winds. That's what they were all hitting the panic button about yesterday and this morning.
It says thunderstorm / wind on Thursday.
Yeah.
Wind, southerly wind at 25 miles per hour.
With gusts.
And then on Friday, winds west-southwest, 27 miles per hour.
Seas?
I don't have the seas on this one, but it looks like it's Thursday and Friday where it's all windy.
Right.
And then Saturday, the wind drops.
Which might be good for me unless the seas are still got a good chop.
Yeah. Where's the boating forecast?
I'm telling you right now, your local weather people, your guy that we played flubbing up there, what's his name? Junior, remember what his name was? Matt Divitt. Panic button city with that guy.
Okay.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me all right?
Hello? Yes, I can.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Rick from Atlachee.
Hey, Rick from Atlachee.
He knows boating
and the seas and all that.
Yeah.
What do you know?
I haven't paid attention to weather.
Okay, then why are you calling me?
Well, today is very good for sailing.
Okay, I understand that.
And
way before the topic, I apologize.
Then tomorrow is fair for sailing, and Friday is good for sailing.
Yeah,
with wind gusts up to 28 miles
an hour.
See,
that's what I'm talking about.
But that's for sailing.
Seas?
Why won't it tell me the seas?
I don't know. What can I do for you, buddy?
Hey, I've got about 12 topics on the upcoming Marvel comics I'd love to talk about.
You know what? I'm going to give you some Marvel comics for a year.
Or better yet, yes.
Hold on. Take care of that, Junior. I can't deal with these comic book kids.
Yeah, I don't know if they consider sailing separate from regular motor boating, but I guess they like the wind for sailing.
Boat won't go if the weather's bad. Stan, Key West resident here, no lower than 61 at night here this weekend. Come on down. Shark Girl, Stan, I think they said the seas wouldn't calm down until Sunday. I think they said 10 to 14 foot seas as well. You seeing anything like that?
I got to actually, when we were on the other coast, the marine forecast was with everything.
Everything. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, guys. This is Steve. How are you?
Hey, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, Stan, I want to say one thing you might want to do. And first of all, as far as the winds, I think whether you're power boating or sailing, it's too much wind for either.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I go to marine weather, active advisory, severe weather.
Saturday, too?
Yeah. Well, I think Saturdays, I would still be turned up. My suggestion to you would be maybe you guys should rent a car and drive down.
Oh, that's plan B. Don't worry. I already got plan B in motion.
Sure, and then you could take the boat back if it's nice.
Yeah, well, no. No, if it's choppy there. If I can't take the boat both ways, I'll save it and use it for another time.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
All right, buddy. Right. Kay, can I get you something?
No, not this time, but thanks very much.
All right, brother.
Gale watch in effect from Thursday afternoon through Friday evening.
Friday, but I don't sail till Saturday morning. But I'm sure that they would tell me. But the thing is,
winds and seas, seas building 9 to 14 feet.
Told you. That's for Dramamine Stan, that's iffy.
Well, let's check the waters from Chokoloskee to Bonita Bay.
Yeah, I'm going Key West.
But you got to go
right
through all that. That's our local waters. Saturday, 7 to 9 feet.
Jeez, that's too much.
Occasionally to 11.
That's too much.
Subsiding to 5 to 7.
Oh, that's okay.
Saturday night,
yeah,
seas 3 to 5 with occasional 6 feet.
Yeah, I'm going back Sunday.
So it seems like Saturday is when it's in the process of clearing out.
See, I gotta get with the express.
It may be too dangerous for me to come to work the next 2 days. I may need to shelter in place, Stan.
No, you're not. Not the next 2 days. We're on dry land.
Yeah, but with seas that high, I'd rather just play it safe and shelter in place.
Uh-huh. Yeah, hunker down.
Yep. And then I'll see you in January. Yeah. How about that?
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys. How are you? It's Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Stan, don't get on the boat. It'll look like that scene from Stand By Me where the pies were eaten.
Yeah.
It won't be anything pretty at all.
You know what? I'm going to talk to them, but I have a bad feeling about this. I have a bad feeling.
Well, that's any time you plan to do anything. This probably would have never happened if you hadn't won those tickets.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Be clear sailing. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Jake. Ahoy, guys. Hey, how you doing?
Jake, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I have to concur, man. I've been on a boat, a 60-foot boat, in 10 to 12-foot waves.
How is
Not
it?
Not fun. Man, I'm here to tell you, if you don't think you'll get seasick, go out in 12 to 15 foot waves.
Oh, it's Bell. I don't disagree with you. I gotta call them, see what the deal is. Are they still sailing?
I wouldn't think they would. I mean, it's not that they couldn't, but
for the best,
for what that's designed for, it wouldn't be a pleasant trip.
It would not. All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, lovely Karen will join us. Our final edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney for 2018.
This is so soothing.
Oh, it's great. We'll be back. 96 K-Rock.
A nonstop thrill ride that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Coupled with a tender love story that will leave you openly weeping.
What the hell?
If we could just pull that off, we'd be friggin' rich. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, Wednesday afternoon. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But right now, the lovely Karen has joined us in the studio for the final time of 2018.
Yes, I'm excited.
For the final edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney?
I can't.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. It's been a really quick year.
Has it?
For me, it has.
Okay. Well, a lot has happened to you in 2018.
It's been a very fast year. It's
been a very active year.
Let's review. Since January 2018, what has happened to Karen?
Oh my gosh, so much. So I started my new position.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, thank you. I've gone on like multiple like vacations, which is awesome. I mean, I celebrated 5 years of being with my husband. It's been a lot. It's been a great year, guys.
Yes, it has. I'm trying to think what happened to me. No.
You know, it's like, all I want to do is protect her bubble.
Yep.
It's so precious. Nobody better mess with her.
That's right.
Nope.
Because she gets to live that life.
Yep. Everybody knows how this game is played. Random Stan and Haney listener going to go head-to-head with Mark Haney. 6 categories. First person to get all 6 will be the winner. Today, up for grabs, a pair of tickets to the WWE at Hertz Arena in January.
Karen, I mean it. Somebody makes you cry, you come tell me about it.
Oh, I'll tell you. I promise.
You miss a question, your opponent, if they have the category, can steal. If you defeat Haney, again, WWE tickets. Karen is here as your lifeline.
Yes.
If you don't want to answer a category, you can say, I'd like to let Karen answer that. And she will do it. Must do it before I ask the question, though. If you answer correctly, you will hear this. Incorrectly, taking too long, you lose. A random Stan and Haney listener is not necessarily the first call I take. If I can't understand you, if you're not ready to play the game, if I think you're not smart enough, I will move to another caller.
If I think you're not smart enough.
All the categories.
Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it. Stan's got prizes. Yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions. One.
Nothing trick.
Jerk. All those prizes. Yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, stands the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius.
You're a slob.
I must beat you. That's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600. And I'm going to put in another rule right now. And it's a simple rule because I'm not going to deal with it anymore, especially in 2019. There will be no debate on the answer of the question. I will read it as it is written on the card. Your interpretation, Haney or contestant, may be different than what's on the card. I must go with what's on the card.
I didn't hear anything you said.
Well, you'll see it once I put it into action. Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released.
Are you saying that you'll tell me I'm wrong even when I'm right?
If it's on the card, that's the correct answer.
You don't know that to be true.
It's on the card. It's the correct.
You don't know that to be true.
I don't know that to be true, but I got to go with what's on the card.
So you admit that may not be true.
I'm not going to get into a debate with you about what's on the card.
You know what? I don't think you have enough respect for me.
Ahoy. Who's this?
Ahoy. Jeff.
Jeff, am I on a speakerphone?
No, sir.
Ah, yeah. Much better, Jeff.
Way to make an effort, Jeff.
Come on, don't you hear what I say? I almost cut you off because I couldn't understand you. Jeff, have you won anything in the last 30 days?
No, sir.
Would you like to play Are You Smarter Than Haney for WWE tickets?
I sure would.
Say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hey, Karen.
Hi, Jeff. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Six categories. Haney will start the game. They are geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. Haney, begin.
Geography.
Geography. Haney, what road connects all 10 provinces of Canada? What road connects all 10 provinces of Canada?
Queen's Highway.
Incorrect. Jeff, you can steal.
The International Highway.
Incorrect. Anybody? Anybody?
I don't know. I thought Queen's Highway was solid.
The Trans-Canada Highway. The Trans-Canada Highway.
How dare they insult the Queen?
I know that.
I guess that because in the Bahamas on Alutra,
yeah.
When I was talking to our driver,
yeah.
He said, yeah, man, you know, this road you're on wouldn't even exist except the Queen visit one time. They had to pave
it. Build a special road. Jeff, category?
History.
In history, Jeff, what former pastor of Barack Obama raised controversy for the then presidential candidate in 2008?
Oh, man. Jesse Jackson.
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal.
Jeremiah C. Wright.
Yep. Jeremiah Wright on the board in history. Haney, you have control of the board.
Geography.
Geography. I think we had that one. Let me try this one. Haney, what country granted independence to Madagascar in 1960?
France.
You are correct. It is France. Jeff, you got some catching up. You're at a deficit right now. Category?
Sports.
Sports and leisure?
Yes, please.
All right. Oh, this is a good one, and I didn't know this. Listen carefully, Jeff, in sports and leisure. What U.S. state, besides Nevada, was prostitution legal from 1980 to 2009? What state, besides Nevada, was prostitution legal from 1980 to 2009? I did not know this either.
I'm going to say New Jersey.
Good guess, but incorrect. Haney, you can steal.
Utah.
Incorrect. Anybody? Karen?
California.
Incorrect. Junior?
New Mexico?
Incorrect.
Montana?
Nope. Rhode Island.
Oh, wow.
In 1980, state law banning prostitution left a loophole allowing it indoors.
That's no fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so...
But they were very specific, indoors.
Yep, indoors. Haney, you have control. Category?
You wonder why everybody thinks lawmakers are stupid.
I know.
History.
History, you already have it. You stole it from Jeff.
Science.
Science?
Science.
In science. Haney, what beverage is commonly used in the garden to lure snails and slugs to their deaths? What beverage is used commonly in gardens to lure snails and slugs to their deaths?
Ginger ale?
Incorrect. Jeff, you can steal.
Coffee.
Incorrect. Karen, I guess?
Coke. Sweet tea.
Sweet tea, no. Coke, no. Junior? Beer.
Oh, wow.
Beer.
That sucks.
Well, you can't do that. You can't waste beer like that.
No, that's a waste. You're darn right it is.
Unless it's alcohol abuse.
Yeah, some kind of skunky beer or something. Jeff, you're wide open. Category?
geography.
Geography. Remember, also, it's too late now, but it's not too late, but you got Karen as a lifeline.
Right.
Let's see. And that one, geography. What is Canada's largest province in area?
Saskatchewan.
Incorrect. Any, you already have geography. Anybody? Largest province in area in Canada.
No.
No.
Quebec. Haney, you entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Let's go arts and literature, my favorite category.
Arts and literature. Let's see. Da, 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 da. Haney, in arts and literature, what book inspired the Disney attraction Mr. Toad's Wild Ride? What book inspired the now closed down, I might add, Disney attraction Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
I don't know.
No idea at all.
Nope.
Not even a guess.
Nope.
You can steal, Jeff.
I have no clue.
Karen?
I have no clue.
No, nobody has? The Wind and the Willows. The Wind and the Willows. Jeff, you got control. Pick a category. You're wide open. You haven't gotten anything yet. You still got Karen here.
I'm going to have... All right, let's use Karen and go with history.
All right. You want to try history,
yes, let's
Karen?
Let's do it.
All right. This is interesting. In history, Karen.
Okay.
For Jeff.
Yes.
How many King Edwards have ruled Britain? How many King Edwards have ruled Britain? You know, they give the name of King Edward the...
Mm-hmm.
How many have ruled Britain?
Is it three?
That is incorrect. Incorrect. Haney, do you know?
Six.
Incorrect. Junior? Junior just shakes it off. This is not his forte, anything like this. Because they didn't teach it in school when he was in school.
No.
Eight.
Wow.
Eight.
No, they taught him about feelings.
Yeah, they taught him about feelings, and everybody gets a participation ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
Haney, entertainment, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. Hold on. Let me see. Okay, yeah. You have control.
Karen, help.
Okay, let's do entertainment.
Entertainment for Haney.
Yes.
In entertainment.
Yes.
Karen, for Haney, how are Access Hollywood's former host Billy Bush and George W. Bush related? They are what?
They are cousins.
You are absolutely correct.
All right.
Cousins. Cousins.
Identical cousins.
Jeff, you've used your lifeline. You've gotten everything wrong so far. Wide open. Pick something. I really would like to see you at least get a point.
You can do this.
I need one. Let's go sports.
Sports and leisure. Let's see what we have here.
A failure to communicate?
Yeah. Well, that's a hard one. I'm trying to find something that's at least fair. Okay, this is good. This is, this is exercise, okay?
All right,
in sports and leisure. What fitness practice, it's all lumped into a name. What fitness practice uses the electric chair, the spine corrector, and the bladder barrel? You know this one, don't you? You know this, don't you, Karen?
I think I do.
All right, you want to hear it again? You want to hear it again, Jeff, or should I just ask Haney if he wants to steal? What practice fitness uses the electric chair, the spine corrector, and the ladder barrel?
Stretching.
There's a name for it. It's like you take these classes.
You got this.
Yoga.
Incorrect. Haney.
Pilates.
Correct. Yes. Pilates. And Haney, you have control of the board. Arts and literature, science and nature.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature. Yeah, it's tougher on the radio than you think, isn't it?
It's tough.
Haney, who wrote the sci-fi novel? Haney, who wrote the sci-fi novel Battlefield Earth, a saga of the year 3000?
L. Ron Hubbard.
You are correct in arts and literature.
On Fire.
On Fire is right. Jeff, anything. God, everything is wide open for you.
I believe in you.
Which one doesn't Haney have?
Science and nature.
All right, let's go with science and nature then.
You realize that if you, and I'm going to let you.
I know he can steal and win.
Yes, okay. He can.
I know.
All right, fair enough. Science.
Science.
Okay, here we go. This does,
hello?
Hold on, I'm reading ahead of time. I'm trying to get some goddamn question you can answer.
Are you picking and choosing here?
I'm trying to get him something.
He just wants it over.
Okay, here you go. You've got a 1 in 7 chance of getting this right.
You got this.
What day of the week is the most common for a heart attack?
Monday.
You are correct.
There you go.
It is Monday. You are absolutely right. However, having said that, Haney is at match point with science and nature.
And I can't steal.
And you can't steal it. So here's the deal. I'm going to give Haney a science and nature question. Okay? If he gets it right, he wins. Game over. You can at least be proud that you got one category right. If he misses it, you already have the category. You still will gain control and maybe get another category. All right?
All right.
All right. Science and nature, Haney. For the game. All right, Haney, listen carefully. What? Let me start again. A lab. This does not make sense. Oh, okay. A lab to produce what illicit drug, Haney, was discovered in 2000 in an abandoned Kansas nuclear missile silo?
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Meth.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Read it again then, because I don't know what else it could be.
A lab to produce what illicit drug was discovered in 2000.
All right, then it's one or the other.
In an abandoned Kansas nuclear
missile
silo.
Well, he's already got
silo.
The category, so is it LSD?
Yes, it is LSD. But it was that
odds are overwhelming. It would have been meth.
Yeah, it was LSD. Jeff, category.
All right, sports.
Sports and leisure. Already asked that one. Hold on. All right, here you go. Sports and leisure. This has to do with a baseball movie. What church does Bull Durham's Annie Savoy proclaim her belief in? What church does Bull Durham's Annie Savoy proclaim her belief in?
I'll say the Catholic Church.
Incorrect. The Church of Baseball. The Church of Baseball. Haney, let's put a knife in this thing. Let's get you to answer one here and call it a wrap. All right, here we go. This is a good one, Haney. In science and nature, for the game, what element takes its name from the Greek word for green? What element takes its name from the Greek word for green? Oh, oh,
All right, well, if you're going to rush me, I'll say aluminum.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
Chlorine. You got another shot at it, Jeff, like it's going to do you any good.
At the rate I'm going, it might.
Yes. You might catch up if you get one right.
You're getting me some real bum questions.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I'm going to have to stick with sports.
Sports and leisure. All right.
You know, I might have gotten that last question if I could think about it for a week.
Yeah, but you were pressured. You were for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, sports and leisure. Let's see. All right, this would be in leisure, food. You know what? This is too hard. I'm not going to even ask you that. I want to get something that... Here we go. This is easy. Multiple choice. All right? Disgraced U.S. cyclist Lance Armstrong is the only cyclist to win the Tour de France how many times? 3, 5, 7, or 9?
I'm going to say 5.
Incorrect. 7. Oh, crap. Let's see. All right, Haney. What is the only U.S. state with native populations of Olympic marmot, Olympic grasshopper, and Olympic mud minnow?
I'm not even sure what you're saying to me.
Is that a language?
Yeah. What is the only U.S. state with native populations of Olympic marmot, Olympic grasshopper? I guess these are animals called Olympic something. The Olympic grasshopper, the Olympic mud minnow, and the Olympic marmot. What state?
I don't even know what you're talking about. New Mexico.
Now I'll give you another question.
Washington?
Olympia, Washington. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'll
give you another question.
Karen and I were looking at each other like,
is
he speaking English?
Yeah, I know. It makes sense now, once you know. All right, Haney, for the game, science and nature. What tree bark, once commonly used medicinally, is now more well known as a seasoning? What tree bark?
Once mesquite.
Incorrect. Jeff, category.
What was the answer?
What was the answer?
Oh, cinnamon.
Oh.
Jeff?
Science.
You have that category. You know what? I'm wrapping this game up.
Give me another question.
I'll give Haney one more question.
All right.
You missed that. Haney's going to win. Okay. Haney, science and nature.
Science.
Thank you, Junior. What dish calls for boiling heart, liver, lungs, and small intestines of a sheep in its own stomach before adding oatmeal, suet, and salt?
It's gotta be haggis.
It is haggis. Yep. It is. You win, Haney, quite easily. Jeff, you didn't win the game. As a matter of fact, you didn't even come close. But I could give you those WWE tickets if you tell my friend Haney something.
Haney, you are smarter than me.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Hold on, Jeff. You got the WWE tickets.
Thank you, Stan.
Hold on, buddy. Jeez, that was like pulling teeth. Karen, thank you.
Well, you know, you need to look yourself in the eye
what
sometimes.
What are you talking about? I'm reading what they give me. Look myself. Karen, thank you.
Of course.
Haney, victorious once again to end the year. We're going to take a break. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
As we celebrate our 75th anniversary in showbiz, we'd like to thank the weak-minded among you. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
That one's getting closer and closer to reality. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic here. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer and your emails all coming up here. Let's get you updated with traffic to start things off.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see what we have. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Skyline Drive at the El Rio Golf Club. Then we go to Fort Myers. Got a crash. Brantley Road in Crystal Court. And one more for you. It's in Lehigh Acres. It is in the 1100 block of Homestead Road South. And you are up to date. Another traffic update coming up for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney is about to tell you. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things you did not know.
Okay.
A woman looks up how much her secret Santa spent and demands more.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Here's the thing. You got these secret Santas at work. I know a lot of people that have this stuff. And they say $25. Don't try to be a showboat and go, you know, $40, $50. But don't be a cheapskate. It's only $25. Don't go $5. Keep it around $22 to $27, and you'll be fine.
And that should go under the heading Stan Says, S-E-Z ..
Correct.
Correct.
Breaking news, more than half your Christmas presents this year will be stuff you don't want.
Yeah, I have already acknowledged that.
Some good news. It's been confirmed. NORAD will still track Santa, good. Even if there is a government shutdown.
Good. You know, Christmas present. Dave the Waterman last year didn't get me anything. The year before, he got me a fishing lure. True.
Well, what's he supposed to do?
I remember, and this is where I'll give him his props, because I still have the shirt, and it's like one of the best shirts I ever... He gave me a t-shirt. It was a Beatles t-shirt, but it wasn't one of these loud t-shirts. The printing was the same color as the shirt, so it was very understated. And very cool. And I have that. And I say, oh, I remember when Dave the Waterman gave me a Christmas present. And I'm going to tell you something else very quickly about that. About 2 years ago, he and his dad and his brother, mainly his dad and his brother, made you a beautiful thing of our street sign.
Yeah, that's for my mom and dad.
That was a two-sided sign. And so he took the second one, too. He said, next year, it's yours. Going to be working it. That was last year, nothing. We'll see this year if I got my street sign. I doubt it. Matter of fact, when I see him later today, I'll ask him about it. How's the street sign coming?
Not today, brah.
If not today, when?
Never. A burglar breaks into a house, steals all the Christmas presents and the family dog, too. You want to see that Dick Cheney movie?
I don't know. Part of me does, part of me doesn't.
Part of me does just because of the trailer where he shoots the guy.
The thing is, he's still alive. He was supposed to be at death's door like 15 years
ago.
Yeah,
but he had all his organs removed.
He has no heart. He's got a machine heart.
Yeah, his heart doesn't beat. It just flows.
Yep.
Just smooth. It's got to be good for you.
Yeah, he's never looked better.
You know, not all that beat.
Yep.
Just
smooth. Yeah.
I only bring that up because this story kind of made me think of it. Man thought he saw Bigfoot and fired multiple shots at him.
Yep. You know, just like Dick Cheney said, get out of my way.
Yep. And finally, police in Green Bay, Wisconsin have been trying to scare off shoplifters by putting life-size cutouts of the police chief in stores. They've been stolen.
Gotcha.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter is important to everybody. It sure is.
Hi, I'm Carol. I gotta get home before I miss my stories.
4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Heard about Pearl Harbor on the radio.
Stan. Hi, I'm Carol. Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Carol.
Do you have any more, Carol?
Hi, I'm Carol. I heard about Pearl Harbor on the radio. Bunch of bitches.
Movie attendance was up in 2018, no thanks to you. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you don't go to the movies.
Top reasons you don't go to the movies.
As crazy as it sounds, you prefer eating popcorn that doesn't cost $39.99.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
You still haven't figured out how to tell the Hemsworths apart.
I love it.
Yeah, you can't either.
You know that thing on your ankle that beeps when you leave the house? That.
Yeah.
For some reason, you don't care about Ninja Turtles, wisecracking robot cars, or grown men in capes.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? When I saw The Mule, they had all the previews kind of more Marvel superhero, and I'm like, why? Why? I don't get it.
You know, there are so many great stories out there yet to be told that if you had the budget that they put into one of those, I don't think Star Wars could get made today.
No.
Because everybody at the time said, what the hell is this?
Yep. Now, we're not talking the franchise now, the original Star Wars, which had a really small budget, right, Junior? Yep. People can't see you nod.
Well, he can't answer because he's on his cell phone.
Bunch of bitches.
You love those Fast and Furious movies, but you like to watch them at home so you can have the closed captions on and see what it is Vin Diesel says.
It's the truth.
Why watch The Mule in a theater when you can watch The Donkey in Tijuana? Every time you sit down in a theater, at the very last minute, the Pope and Don King come and sit right in front of you.
Oh, my God.
Think about that one.
Images of dancing sodas and talking M&Ms freak you out.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Hey, anybody give me free medical care?
You don't feel like taking out a second mortgage so your kids can watch Ralph break the internet.
Mama. Wouldn't Dave qualify for Obamacare? And he can get subsidized health care?
Dude, he doesn't know how to fill that stuff out.
You are a waterfall of character flaws!
What was the call for that?
There was no need. There was no need for that one. There was no need. You and I are fine. You and I, we're fine. We don't need anybody taking some Coleman lantern fluid and a match.
Because I believe earlier this week I stated clearly that I do have respect for you in response to your plea for respect.
I don't see it.
You know, when you make yourself that vulnerable and say, I don't feel respected, I'm the first one there to say I respect you. Why would he do that?
I don't know. And he's been here that he knows the history of that.
Why did you play that?
I hit the wrong button.
What button did you mean to hit?
Yeah, which one did you want to hit?
There's a bunch of them. I don't know.
Then you're lying.
You know, you could.
So, okay. All right. I'll take the apology.
Yeah, or you could have hit a Carol one and we would have been fine.
But he was lying.
I'm Carol.
Oh.
I got to get home before I miss my story.
And finally, the very top reason you don't go to the movies.
Yes.
You missed the golden age of cinema when there was an organ, live pre-show performance, and you could grope whomever you damn well please.
Yeah. Bunch of bitches.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
And you know what else? You need to make sure that you got those buttons with that insanely angry woman ready at all times. I haven't heard her enough.
Yeah.
Don't call women crazy.
Hey.
You're crazy.
You stupid
crazy.
Old bint.
You old bitch.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com. This is a very nice letter from Carrie, who writes, this is a nice letter. You know,
You say it like you're surprised.
Well, because with all this texting going on, you know, people judge.
You know, you're judged 4 hours a day.
Every day, 4 hours a day.
Judgment.
You know what? I'm sick of it. Ahoy, guys. I wasn't able to hear the entire show yesterday, but I turned it on right as you started to play End of the Line by the Traveling Wilburys.
Mm-hmm.
I just started laughing hysterically because I had totally forgotten about the Traveling Wilburys. I had that CD when I was about 15, and I listened to it on replay about 1,000 times. Guys, I have to tell you, I have been listening to you for over 10 years now, and how much your show means to me. There have been some hard times in my life in the past, and your show has been an escape. The only thing to make me laugh and smile. And it means a lot to me. Keep up the great work as always, and have a wonderful Christmas. Thank you so much, signed Carrie.
That really is a nice letter.
A nice letter.
Thank you, Carrie.
Earlier today, I was talking about stupid people. And some I refuse to mention, some are not allowed on this show anymore, including a fat, greasy, wheelchair-bound idiot in Lehigh. However,
you shouldn't bring that up.
However, you know, and if this is the case, I'm happy for him. Don't want him anywhere near me. But Eddie wrote us and said, I just want to let you know that fat F in Lehigh has been successful in his weight loss and is now walking.
Mary, I thought he couldn't.
Mary, yep. Well, we knew he could. Merry Christmas, guys, and Happy New Year to you. Signed, Eddie.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
What do we got? Let me peruse this. Lynch. Flynn. What else we got?
Soros or anything?
The devil himself.
Yeah.
Moron. Okay, let's see what we got here. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, it sure doesn't come as a shock to me, the latest revelations about Facebook. They shared with over 150 tech companies access to users' private messages. Of course, we should be used to that kind of invasion of privacy. The government does that every single day. That's why I don't have a Facebook page and never will. Now, I saw on Fox this experiment. They took two phones, one with no SIM card, one without, or one with, and traveled around D.C. They then were able to find out that both phones tracked every place they went, SIM card or no SIM card. And as if that wasn't bad enough, it also revealed what businesses you even passed.
Mm-hmm.
Then the information is given to companies. So if you wonder why you get emails from some obscure company, that's why. Now, what I want to know is, was that judge in Flynn's case high on something? Because he acted like Flynn was the devil himself. Just stupid. Also, today, Lynch is testifying. Let's see if she can come anywhere near telling the truth. Or is she just another leftist liar? I bet she lies. So much drama and BS, it makes me sick. One other thing, why does old dumbass Schumer wear his glasses at the end of his nose?
Could it make him look smart?
Jesus.
Although it does fit his jackass face. What a moron. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
I get it, Guardian. And it is obvious to see everything is political.
Yep.
And you look at the way that anybody that has ever shaken hands with Donald Trump is treated versus these people that have committed real, real crimes.
Yep.
You know, and throwing around terms like treason and you're with the Russians. Well, Donald Trump and his people did not give Russia our uranium.
Yep.
That's treason.
Yep. Look up who did, Hillary. Obama.
Guess who delivered it?
Who?
The bagman.
Yep.
Mueller.
Yep. We'll be back.
Always remember to never forget to listen to Stan and Haney.
Hey, when the hell did we let Stan start writing liners?
Funny.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. I'm going to tell you right now, it's busy out there, so let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
No joke, it's busy. Let's start in Fort Myers. Crash, Daniels Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue. Fort Myers, hit and run. Byron Road, the 1400 block of Byron Road in Fort Myers. Let's see, Fort Myers, crash. Buena Vista Boulevard and Palm Beach Boulevard. Where else are we going to go? Still working that crash. Lehigh Acres, Homestead Road, 1100 block. And one more for you. Hit and run. Oh, the snowbirds are back. Hit and run. Bonita. Brindisi Way at Mediterra in Bonita Springs. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes or so. Of course, there'll be more hit and runs. They seem to pick up around this time of year, not because there's more traffic, but because there are more old people on the road, and they know lock them up and wait for the cops. Hold. I'm trying to do a show and you're on the phone.
Sorry, there's some guy that said he saw an ad for a Christmas tree.
Okay. I'll take it. Sure. Thank you, Junior. I'll take the ad. Here we go. Let's see. Hello. Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Hello.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How about you, sir?
Not too bad. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. I'm calling about your ad.
Uh-huh. You okay? So, you got a little cold?
A little bit. I've had one for, oh, my goodness, it seemed like for the past month. I picked it up somewhere.
Let's hope it gets better for Christmas morning, huh? You're looking for a Christmas tree. You know how hard it is to get a Christmas tree these days?
Well, I'm finding out. I got, I got my kids all crying, and mm-hmm. I've been running around all over the place, and it seems like there's either no trees or they got maybe a couple on the lot, and they look kind of diseased.
Yeah, needle droppers there. They say there's a Christmas tree shortage, and the thing is I had to
open my big mouth, and, you know, I promised my kids.
You got to have a tree.
Of course we'll have a tree, but that's before I knew that there was this.
You gotta have a tree.
Christmas trees, and I've been looking high and low.
Saw the ad, did you?
I did, and I don't know how you did it, partner. But is it true that you got a nice what is it a Douglas?
Yes, 7 foot Douglas fir. It's a beautiful tree. I got it early, and I knew a guy that had it. And then I realized I'm going to be out of town for Christmas. No need decorating this thing. The kids aren't going to be able to make it into town for Christmas. This thing, I'll tell you. What's your name, buddy?
My name's Bill.
Bill, this tree, it's a 7-footer. It's a Douglas fir. You're right. And it's already decorated. I got the tinsel, the garland, the lights, the balls on the tree. Beautiful red and blue balls. The icicles. I got the star on top. And you saw the ad, $40. $40. This baby is fresh. Not a needle dropper. It is so full. And you know how those Douglas firs are.
Yeah.
Soft to the touch. Yep.
Yeah.
$40. Yeah, I'm down in Bonita. So where are you at?
Well, I'm up in Murdoch. Let me ask you, might be a silly question.
You got like a van or something? We can tie it right down on the top.
No, I don't. But
got the tree for you, 40.
I got to ask you. Yeah. This is a live tree?
Live tree, fresh cut, Douglas fir, 7 foot. It is so full. It's what they call a grafted tree, so there are no dead spots in it, no needles on the thing. It's being watered daily, and it looks just beautiful. I even got a little frock on it, so it looks like a fresh dusting of snow.
Wow, that sounds...
$40. Sounds I don't think you can beat $40.
No, I reckon not. They've even been selling out of the artificial ones, and my wife had the bright idea that she wanted to hang it upside down from the ceiling. I said, over my dead body.
That ain't the way we do Christmas in my house, and I can tell by just the tone of your voice, you don't do Christmas that way in your house either, upside down.
Oh,
Christmas
absolutely tree. Not.
This thing's got a star on top, one of the crystal stars. It's so beautiful, Bill. It is so, and I'm not going to use this, $40.
Well, it's a shame. So you say you're going to be out of town. You got no use for it?
No use for it. And I hate to see a beautifully decorated tree like this go to waste. And I know it's tough for people. $40. Two 20s, two Jacksons.
Well,
you get four Hamiltons. And this tree is yours. You got to pick it up.
Well, I tell you, you sound like a real nice fella.
I try to be. It's the season. Merry Christmas.
Really be helping me out, and I know for $40, you got to be taking a bath on that.
I am. Do you know how much this tree cost me? The tree alone was $180, and then all the stuff that I have on there, all the tinsel and the garland and the lights and the balls and the stand, I'm into this thing for close to $300. I can't use it. It's Christmas. $40, Bill.
Well, I tell you, it sounds like that, you know, God has blessed you with good fortune and you're passing it along.
Yeah, and so far you haven't said sold, and I don't know whether I need to go and hang up on you or make you this deal for this Christmas tree. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous, Bill.
Well, you know, you got me sold, all right.
All right.
You sound like good people.
All right.
Sounds like a beautiful tree.
All
now,
right.
I'm up in Murdoch, and I drive a Honda CRX, kind of a hatchback kind
small.
Of thing.
Yeah, and we can tie it I'm, down.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm figuring is if I leave the hatch open and tie it down with some string and have the tree hanging out the ass end, maybe I could get it up here.
I know you can. The thing is, for $40, you could even rent something and put the tree in. Get like a rent a pickup truck from one of those do-it-yourself stores and come on by and just throw it in the back there. It's ready to plug in and enjoy.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not John D. Rockefeller, and 40
$40
still gonna hurt, but
It's, yeah, it's so, a $180 tree, Bill.
Well, it's a shame that you went to all the trouble of, you know, putting the decorations and all that on there.
I even took a couple of pictures. Just I knew it wasn't going to be there all Christmas. I just took a couple of pictures so I can put it in the album.
Well, I reckon I could start, if you want me to get it tonight, I reckon I could start heading your way.
Sure, I'll be home just after 6.
Okay. How long do you think it'll take you to take the decorations off?
Take what? Take the decorate? No. If the tree, $40 as is. It's a bargain. It's Christmas. I want to do it for you, Bill. You're going to get everything with it, and it's as is, and we're going to go and make it a wonderful Christmas for the wife, the kids, because of the Christmas tree shortage. $40, you get it all.
Yeah, well, that's very nice of you, but I'd feel better about it took the decorations off the tree.
Took the decorations off the tree. You want me to take the decorations off the tree for you, Bill? I'd be glad to do
that. Well, I don't mean to be insulting.
You kind of.
I haven't seen it. It's not a matter of me not liking.
You want me to upload a picture of it on the phone? You got a cell phone, and I'll upload the picture. But you want the decorations off the tree, Bill? I can do it.
I'm not trying to speak ill of your decorations.
I haven't seen them, but
you know, my kids have certain decorations they're partial to, and
sure, I understand it. $60. $60 for the tree.
I thought we agreed on 40.
Oh, we did agree on 40 as is. You want the lights and decorations off the tree? 60. We still got a deal? It's still a bargain. Try to find this kind of Christmas tree on a lot right now. You can't.
Okay.
You got a lot of needle dropping, like balsa wood. I mean, seriously, one spark, these trees that go up like men. Not this one. This thing still is. It has the sap.
How about we meet in the middle at 50?
How about we meet on my end at 65?
Okay.
You keep talking this way, it's what's going to happen.
So
I offered you a fully decorated tree at $40, Bill. You want the lights off? 60.
I figure you'd have some valuable stuff.
Nothing that I can't replace.
All right.
So 65 is good.
And you said something about you had snow on it or something like that?
Yeah, it's been frocked. I had it professionally frocked, by the way. That was another $32.50 to have it. What's going on? Where are you calling me from? Your car now?
I'm calling you from the parking lot at the Lowe's. That's the last place I went to look. Yeah. I'm up here in Murdoch.
All right, we're up to 65. I'm sorry about that, but you know, taking the ornaments off the tree and now it's frocked. Can you handle a frocked tree? It's lightly. It's not heavy.
I thought I was, you know, looking at just a natural tree.
Here's no tree or this tree. No tree, this tree.
Now, you say you had this professionally frocked?
I sure did.
Is there any way that stuff could be washed off or
dissolved?
Sure,
I can put a hose to it. $70 for the tree. $70 will take the frock right off it. I'll put the garden hose right on it. My son loves to play with the hose. I'll tell him, put him to work a little bit. You want to play with the hose outside? How about taking the frock off this tree? There you go. So you're going to get the tree, all the stuff taken off it. You want the tinsel off too?
If you could.
$95. And then
I know you'll be wanting to have that. What did you say? It was some kind of crystal star
on
the top.
Oh, it's beautiful. The whole thing illuminates.
You'd want to hang on to that.
Looks
I'm
just
sure.
like the Star of David. No, it goes with the tree. So you want the Star of David on the tree?
No, I was hoping to get the tree natural.
$100 for natural tree. $100. I'm sorry, Bill. It's either no tree this year for the kids. You know what? Getting up Christmas morning, look at the presents, no tree. $100.
Now, hold on just a damn minute.
Are you piping up? I'm the one making you a deal on a Christmas tree, Bill. It's $100. You get the tree and you get the stand, and the stand can hold water.
Well, what if I got my own stand?
If you get your own stand, that's great. You know how much this tree is now? This beautiful 7-foot Douglas fir. You have just taken it up to $157, and I want cash and the exact amount. So you get that last five. I want a couple of ones to bring it up to $157, you stupid idiot.
Now listen,
you're getting
make
a
no
free
sense.
Decorated tree for $40. All the decorations free. All the frocking free. A stand for free. And you're going and bitching about this?
Well, the next thing you're going to tell me is if I don't take the tree skirt from you, you're going to jack up the price again. That doesn't make no sense.
It makes plenty of sense, because if you want me to keep the tree skirt, $200.
In what world does that make sense?
And that's what more than I paid for the tree. $200. Merry Christmas. $200. Yes or no, you're going to be down here in Bonita or not? $200. You took a $40 completely decorated tree and you wanted to be an imbecile about it. You got $200. Yes or no, tree for the kids or no tree?
Or 40 for it with all your stuff.
Yeah, I can do that right now. $40.
Well, okay then.
All right. Merry Christmas. We'll be back.
Always remember to never forget to listen to Stan and Haney.
Hey, when the hell did we let Stan start writing liners?
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. I'd like to let everybody know that you don't tread on my deal, okay? I got the guy a tree.
Yeah, man.
Got some clown ass.
You really helped them out.
Oh, there's a tree on every lot. We got a Christmas tree shortage. I just made a few bucks. So let's take it easy.
You were wheeling and dealing.
Darn right. You know, but somehow I had the guy up to $200.
And you're the bad guy.
And I let it go for 40.
And you're the bad guy.
I'm the jerk.
Being judged again. Judged again. How long can it go on?
And for the rest of my life, I think.
And all you do is try to do nice things. And you're judged for it.
Yep. I'm going to talk about it when we do the crosstalk with Dave. I'll also talk about a nice thing. My Christmas present of my street sign that I'm supposed to get this year.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Xfinity knows that this season, you got the guests all in the house. You got everybody coming over. You got the bowl games coming up. You got the holidays, all of this stuff. People are going to be under one roof for a while, especially the ones that don't leave.
Yep, and they're going to be on your network. Can you handle it?
Yep, your whole family celebrating under one roof. That's why Xfinity XFi delivers the best Wi-Fi experience and the most reliable internet, so you can fight over leftovers instead of bandwidth. No joke.
You know what I like about
it? Your house.
Is you can single people out and only cut them off.
And you can do that. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile and include it with your internet. It's a new kind of wireless network that automatically connects you with the most Wi-Fi hotspots in millions of places, the best 4G LTE anywhere. And the thing is, if you're a Comcast Xfinity subscriber,
yeah,
you take a look at your phone, because you have your own Wi-Fi password and all. Go around. You'll see you're connected. You're connected to Xfinity.
I told you that happened to me at the doctor's office. I'm like, "Woo, this is sailing right along." And I realize I look at it right there, connected to Xfinity Wireless.
Get Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, see how you can save when you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
Restrictions apply.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, what do we have here? We'll start in Fort Myers, where there is a hit and run. Byron Road in the 1400 block, hit and run. Couple showing up in Lehigh Acres, crash at Village Lakes Boulevard. And another one, Lee Boulevard at the Diamond Beauty Supply in Lehigh Acres. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. And then of course, Roger Morley in the Bonehead, who still hasn't seen a doctor and is still breathing in pain, but he knows better than an MD because he doesn't trust him.
And somebody texted yesterday that if he did, in fact, damage three tendons, that if he doesn't get it taken care of right away, they won't be able to repair it.
Done for good. They'll have to take the foot.
That's according to you.
Yeah, have to.
And you'll do it.
Yeah. Mark Haney and the
can't
news.
Can't afford a doctor? Well, I'll Stan's take care here. Of it.
I'll take care of it.
You know what?
We can do it the easy way, or we can do it the hard way.
I bet that your skills would be on par with a Civil War battlefield surgeon.
Yeah, I'd do it.
I think it was an axe.
Yeah. Axe, machete.
Bone saw?
Yeah. Got to do what you got to do. He doesn't trust an MD. Trust Dr. Stan.
Take the foot.
Yep. Jason and Todd from Jason and Todd from the Diamond District, bringing us news this afternoon.
This is the Evening News with Harry Reasoner and Barbara Walters, who's in California. Also, Frank Reynolds and Howard K. Smith in Washington.
I'm Ann Compton.
I'm Charles Gibson.
I'm Jerry King.
I'm Jerry King. Ah.
I'm Barbara Walters.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, December 19th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
All right.
Matt Groening is the creator of The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. He has a son named Homer.
Love it.
And if you're wondering, his son did have the name first.
Oh.
But given the fact that The Simpsons, well, at least starting out, Matt may not have realized that it would have influenced the cultural zeitgeist. His son Homer has the name, but goes by Will because of the cartoon character. It is well known that the first video MTV ever played was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles.
Yep.
But nobody remembers the second video.
Can I just take a guess and say it was either Sting, Dire Straits? I mean, that's all that was. Well,
right there in the wheelhouse. Yep. It was You Better Run by Pat Benatar.
Sure. A lot of MTV exposure.
Mm-hmm. We all know the famous painting of dogs playing poker.
Yeah.
Some love it, some hate it.
Oh, it's adorable.
Some think it's genius, yeah. Some think it's trash. I think it's genius.
Pure genius. It ranks right up there with Marilyn Monroe and James Dean and Humphrey Bogart in that diner.
Yep. Yep. Everybody knows the painting, but yeah. Do you know the name of the painting?
Dogs Playing Cards.
A Friend in Need.
Oh.
It was painted by a man named Cash Coolidge, who also is famous for another reason. He what? Created the big cardboard cutouts where you stick your head through them in tourist spots.
Oh, they're great!
What a genius.
Yep. You know, and I think I have it somewhere on my phone. When I was at Monmouth Park in New Jersey, you stick your head through the jockey's face and you're riding a horse.
Isn't that great?
Yeah,
and we've got him to thank for it.
Yep. That is amazing.
Science.
Science!
Based on the way our bodies are constructed, if you look at the laws of physics, we should faint every time we stand up. Oh, that is great. That is great.
Yeah, I just showed Haney I was a jockey.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, stick your head through the hole.
So, based on the way our bodies are built, we should faint every time we stand up. And scientists are just now figuring out why we don't, because we should.
Why aren't we passing out and fainting?
They're not entirely sure, but they believe it must be special neurons that fire off and keep it from happening.
So what, are we essentially supposed to be on all fours?
I don't know.
Like a monkey?
Well, monkeys will, you know, they'll they're do that all, waddle walk.
Yeah. And then they have to get out of it because they'll pass out.
And then they start running on all fours at you and shaking that ass.
Yep.
Angry monkeys.
Yep. Nothing worse than an angry monkey.
Well, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
According to a new study, odds are more than half the gifts you will receive this Christmas will be stuff you don't want.
Ain't that the truth? What?
You're probably right.
Yeah. It's the truth.
I mean, I know for a fact you're probably right.
Yep.
I mean, I know.
Yep, you know.
Researchers found about 40% of your gifts will be things that you're kind of, oh, all right, I can use that.
Yeah.
And 60% will be things you have no use for and don't want.
No, and usually it's a loved one or relative that gets you that.
They say 1 in 3 people will get everything they want. You know who those people are?
Who?
People with low expectations.
Yep. Yeah. Lower expectations. I remember one year, we often tell the story of how Haney threw away his birthday cake in the garbage. That's a famous story.
I still don't understand why. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Except for someone like me that bought it and saw it go in the garbage. But that's neither here nor
there. It went into the garbage because you bought it.
Yep.
I was outraged on your behalf.
Take it home, Stan? Did you say take it home? You did. But that's neither here nor there. That's not why I want to get into it.
I was so incensed that people put that burden on you.
It was me. And I found out because I listened to an earlier version
of that
story.
It was you and Joy.
And evidently one other salesperson. Because I went back to, like, just after it happened. I think we're going to hear about it in the best of. The story was much fresher then. It was me and 2 other salespeople.
Well, I know it was Joy. Who's the other one?
I don't remember. We didn't say. We didn't even mention her name at the time. But that's neither here nor there. Talking about Christmas presents you don't want. You know, I was talking earlier about stupid people. And we had a stupid producer once. Who I spent a lot of money on a Christmas gift. he felt obligated that he had to get us a Christmas gift, which I wish he wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Got Haney something really nice. You know what he got me? Plastic salad bowl with tongs. And I think I've said this one time on the air. Not like your birthday cake, which has been said multiple times. But I took that salad bowl and the tongs.
Mm-hmm.
It was all plastic. I think it was like a $2.99 gift.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the other room. And I took the thing right there and I threw it in the car.
It makes a statement, doesn't it?
It sure does. It makes a statement. You know, he didn't go out and buy that. He didn't even, not even a thought about it. It was lying around his house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll wrap this up. And
it came a free gift with a magazine subscription or something?
Yep. I still remember opening up, going, because, you know, Haney gives awesome gifts. Like, Haney, this is beautiful. Let's open up the producer's gift. What the hell is this? I remember I said...
You were insulted by it.
Nobody can use this. And it sat up on the counter for the entire show. And then I took it off the counter. And, you know, we had to gather up our Christmas gifts and stuff. I said, am I going to go and haul this out to the car? I don't even want this. This is a piece of junk. And I threw it right in the garbage pail.
Visible.
Made
sure it was seen.
Oh, you better believe it. He was as red as a lobster.
Well, as I always say, history will judge you kindly.
Yes, 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 history will.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Freaking salad bowl and tongs. And it was that cheap plastic. It was like something that you'd get as a nice place that gives you leftovers in that. It's not Tupperware, but it's not paper plastic either.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the nice cover on it and stuff. And you say, oh, that's a nice touch at a restaurant. This thing was flimsy, used garbage.
And an affront to your very existence.
It was an affront.
You know, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
And the particular topic that we're engaging in right now is very timely. Does your office do a Secret Santa gift exchange?
No.
Thank God.
Yep, I know a lot of places that do. It can be pretty nice. That way, you're not obligated to go and be at a Christmas party and get everybody a gift. You know who you're getting a gift for. My girlfriend's office, they do it great every year. Before, they pass out a piece of paper and it asks you the question, what do you like? What do you do for fun? What do you do for this? $25. Boom. And then your person gets it and they know what to get you.
Well, someone posted screenshots on Reddit of a conversation between them and a coworker. And it has gone viral. Basically, the guy spent $30 on chocolates and a blanket for his Secret Santa gift.
All right.
The spending limit was $50.
Cheap ass.
The woman who received the chocolates and blanket package looked up how much they cost and ask him for the difference.
That's low. There's both of them are wrong.
Now, he actually agreed to this.
What, to pay the difference?
Yes.
Jeez.
Well, she asked him to make up the difference. He actually agreed to it. And she requested that he purchase her a $120 tablet.
What?
When he pointed out that was a lot more than the $20 difference, she told him, quote, my kids have been spending me up the wazoo. And then he began ignoring her messages.
Good.
She said he makes more money than her.
So?
He doesn't have kids to spend money on.
So?
He was rude to ignore her. and that she doesn't, quote, know how you live with yourself. Disgusting.
I'm going to human resources right there.
Finally, after all that, she agreed she'd take the $20 in cash.
There we go. Now we're talking.
He declined.
Ah, good for him.
No word on how this all worked out. What we do know is that he hastily deleted his entire Reddit account after it got attention.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Jeez, at least she didn't get a salad bowl and tongs.
That really says a lot, doesn't it?
It sure does. Says F you.
Police in Green Bay, Wisconsin came up with an idea to deter shoplifters earlier this year. They put life-size cutouts of the chief of police in retail stores. Now, on the one hand, it may have worked, because they say shoplifting is down 5%.
Oh, good.
But it certainly didn't deter one particular theft, because on on Sunday night, someone stole the cutout from a convenience store. The police are trying to track down the thief. As for the chief, he has a theory of where his cutout might be.
Yeah.
The chief said, quote, I figure it's posted at a shooting range somewhere, or perhaps lining a birdcage. Damn felons.
Yeah. You know what? The salad bowl and tongs is probably a better gift than a fishing lure.
No, you got to commit, man. It's over. You did it. Live with
it. I did it. I'm living with it.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, December 19th.
Double MXV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
There he is. Little Marky Haney telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. Yeah, I think the salad bowl and tongs was $1.99. The fishing lure, 35 cents.
Or complimentary.
Or complimentary if you got a rod and reel or something. Taken right off the fishing pole in the store.
Buy a dozen live shrimp, get a free lure.
Yes! We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Roger Marley and Bonehead coming up at 6 o'clock. Let's get a final look at traffic. Then we'll get a little teaser about what's coming up tonight. I bet you the cockfight's coming up. Let's,
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Then I got something to ask you. Let's see. A couple of things on the board. Fort Myers got a crash, Metro Parkway and Crystal Drive, and then in Bonita, boy, I'm telling you, hit and run, coming up like mad, Old 41 Road, and Ionic, wherever that is in Bonita, you know where it is if you live there, hit and run, and you are up to date. Haney and I were talking about, you know, Friday is, you know, we're going to meet in Christmas time, last show before vacation, Dave. And I am so excited this year.
Oh, yeah?
Because, yeah, thank you. I'm saying thank you already.
Aw.
I'm saying thank you, Dave.
Man, what did I do?
Well, no, it's not what you do. It's what you did. I know cool. 2 years ago.
That's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, I know. I know 2 years ago you took one side of the Stan and Haney street sign and made Haney a beautiful thing. It's his dad's
It's a
home.
Keepsake. Yeah. My mom and dad have it over their mantle.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And then Dave took the other half and said, next one's yours. Yep. And of course, last year I didn't get anything.
It takes time.
He was working. So I know this year I got something to hang up over
it
the mantle.
It really is. It's a beautiful thing.
I can't wait for Friday to see it.
You just wait, buddy.
Yeah, because you haven't done nothing. There isn't nothing coming, and I already know that.
God, look how fast he turns, man. Yeah, he's nice and then he's
round. Because your dad and your brother dedicated themselves to making that sign.
No.
And the next year, he said, don't worry, because I didn't get anything. He said, don't worry, next year, it's your half of the sign. And that year came, and there was nothing. And so this year, I know for sure, it's been 2 years. I got myself my street sign. It's coming, man.
It's a long process, Dan.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
There's been a lot
of woodworking involved.
Nothing.
A lot of sanding, a lot of clear coats.
Nothing.
And, the electric work.
Yeah,
and all
the electrical. Yeah, exactly.
How much have you got done of it?
I got a frame built.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Then good. Put it in the frame and give it to me.
Okay, good. Fine.
I'll see it this Friday. Put it in the frame.
I've gotten you stuff for Christmas before, too. Last year, I got you a Bowie knife, remember?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
And a fishing lure?
That was 2 years ago. You got me a 35-cent fishing lure.
And that shirt you like.
Now, about 15 years ago, he got me a great Beatles shirt. I still have it.
Do you?
That was the last thing he gave me.
And then more recently, he sold you that poster.
Oh, that's right.
I bought the poster, he gave it to you.
Because he texted me, how would you like this Beatles movie poster? Great, bring it in. Oh, I want money for it.
Hell yeah.
This is what I get.
And so I bought it, and Dave gave it to you as a gift.
Thank you, Haney. Thank you for your gift.
No, Dave gave it to you.
Yeah, I gave it to you. So you got to thank me,
didn't
bro.
You didn't give me anything.
I sure did.
You did not. And you see...
Hey, you know what?
I paid for the poster, but he gave it to you.
And you know what? I took the time to think about you.
No, you didn't. You were unloading stuff out of your storage unit. You told me that.
Yeah, but you know what? I said, you know who might
like
this?
I can get a few bucks out of Stan.
You know who might like this? My buddy Stan.
I can get a few bucks out of him.
You don't get me.
No, I don't. I don't get you at all.
And I've gotten you stuff every Christmas, man.
Come on, fellas. It's that time of year again.
Sure is.
What the hell does that mean?
I got you something for Christmas.
Oh, did you?
Yep, sure did. Do we have a James Brown
Christmas song? Junior, you get us anything?
That's not your prerogative to even ask him that.
He's not in a position to do that.
He's not in a position to do that.
I got something coming for you boys. Don't worry.
Yeah, right. Some kind of junk.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. Yeah, dude.
Last year, Dave gave you a set of earphones and a charger from the dollar store.
Did I?
No, not that I remember.
Oh, yeah. Wait, no.
James Brown, please. No more Dave.
It's that time of year again, fellas. Come on. Let's all celebrate.
Hey, man, look, you got to guess it's new vine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out, man.
Yeah.
Mr. B. You check it out?
JB, shut up.
All the way. You like it, Rich?
Yes, sir.
What you talking about, Daryl?
Yes, sir. That's all
Monk don't like this kind of stuff. Hey, okay. Start the song. Start the song.
Yeah, I'm going to be clean for Christmas. Yeah. Putting away the works.
Hey,
the tubing. The cotton ball.
Don't bother that suit.
No more track marks for Stan.
Not for Christmas.
No, I'm going to be clean for Christmas. Right, Dave?
Damn right.
Check your belt, then you know how I felt when I was
for Christmas. Clean. Promised New Year's.
Christmas Day.
Yeah. Or Christmas Day. So the family can look at me.
Wow. Yeah. I can't hide. Slick my head. Get tight. Get my ride. Check my gas. Don't miss the oil. Going a long way, and you know I can't fall. I wanna be
clean, clean, and clean for Christmas. Right, Dave? I wanna
be damn clean, right.
Clean, clean for Christmas. I'm gonna get my street sign all lit up. Been waiting. Well, actually, 3 years. It took a year for Haney's. 2 years. I've been waiting. 3 years.
Look here.
Looky here.
On,
what?
On,
just snorted. For Christmas Day.
Yep.
Take me there. Yeah. I just got to boot up enough on Christmas Eve that I'm fine for Christmas Day.
Me and the sweet thing. Checking it out. On Christmas morning. That's what it's all about. You got to be clean,
clean, clean for Christmas. It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
When your wife calls you and says, I bought a new dress or I bought a piece of jewelry, you're like, well, that's fine. But when they call and say, I bought us a new car, your first reaction is, I'm sorry? I said, what kind of car did you buy? And she goes, I'm going to surprise you. I said, no, you're not. She bought us a minivan. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the biggest goobermobile you could ever own in your life. There is no way to be cool in a minivan. You could have on leather pants, a leather jacket, cool boots. You get in a minivan, Bermuda shorts, black socks, and sandals. And she must have walked in this dealership and said, I want the complete goober package. She got us a luggage rack. We don't use a luggage rack. She got tinted windows on every window but the driver's side. That would be the goober viewing hole. And if that wasn't bad enough, she got wood paneling. Ah! Loser! Nobody has ever stopped me at an intersection and said, dude, is that walnut? Nope, it's adhesive.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
I'm trying to do a show and you're on the phone.
Sorry, there's some guy that said he saw an ad for a Christmas tree.
Okay. I'll take it. Sure. Thank you, Junior. I'll take the ad. Here we go. Let's see. Hello. Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Hello.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How about you, Seth?
Not too bad. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. I'm calling about your ad.
Uh-huh. You okay? So, you got a little cold?
A little bit. I've had one for, oh my goodness, it seemed like for the past month. I picked it up somewhere.
Let's hope it gets better for Christmas morning, huh? You're looking for a Christmas tree. This thing, I'll tell you, what's your name, buddy?
My name's Bill.
Bill, this tree, it's a 7-footer. It's a Douglas fir. You're right. And it's already decorated. I got the tinsel, the garland, the lights, the balls on the tree. Beautiful red and blue balls. The icicles. I got the star on top. And you saw the ad. $40. $40. This baby is fresh. Not a needle dropper. It is so full. And you know how those Douglas firs are.
Yeah.
Soft to the touch. Yep.
Yeah.
$40. Yeah. I'm down in Bonita. Where are you at?
I'm up in Murdoch.
Oh, well.
Let me ask you, might be a silly question.
You got like a van or something? We can tie it right down on the top.
No, I don't. But
got the tree for you, 40. So far, you haven't said sold, and I don't know whether I need to go and hang up on you or make you this deal for this Christmas tree. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous, Bill.
You got me sold, all right.
All right.
You sound like good people.
All right.
Sounds like a beautiful tree.
All
now,
right.
I'm up in Murdoch,
uh-huh.
And I drive a Honda CRX kind of hatchback kind
small.
Of thing.
Yeah,
and
we can tie it down.
Yeah, well, that's very nice of you, but I'd feel better about it if you took the decorations
took,
off the tree.
Took the decorations off the tree. You want me to take the decorations off the tree for you, Bill? I'd be glad to do
well,
that.
Well,
you want me to take it off?
I don't mean to be insulting.
Yeah, well, you kind of.
I haven't
Well, I haven't seen it. It's not a matter of me not liking.
You want me to upload a picture of it on the phone? You got a cell phone, and I'll upload the picture. But you want the decorations off the tree, Bill? I can do it. I can do it.
I'm not trying to speak ill of your decorations. I haven't seen them. You know, my kids have certain decorations they're partial to, and
sure, I understand it. $60.
I thought we agreed on 40.
Oh, we did agree on 40 as is. You want the lights and decorations off the tree? 60. I'm sorry about that, but, you know, taking the ornaments off the tree and now it's frocked. Can you handle a frocked tree? It's lightly. It's not heavy.
I thought I was, looking at just a natural tree.
No tree. Or this tree.
You say you had this professionally frocked?
I sure did.
Is there any way that stuff could be washed off or
dissolved?
Sure,
I can put a hose to it. $70 for the tree. 70. All the stuff taken off it. You want the tinsel off, too?
If you could.
$95. And then
I know you'll be wanting to have that. What did you say? It was some kind of crystal star on the top.
Oh, it's beautiful. The whole thing illuminates.
You'd want to hang on to that.
Looks just like the Star of David. No, it goes with the tree. So you want the Star of David on the tree?
No, I was hoping to get the tree natural.
$100 for natural tree. $100. I'm sorry, Bill. It's either no tree this year for the kids. You know what? Getting up Christmas morning, look at the presents, no tree.
Now, hold on just a damn minute.
Are you piping up? I'm the one making you a deal on a Christmas tree, Bill. It's $100. You get the tree and you get the stand, and the stand can hold water.
Well, what if I got my own stand?
If you get your own stand, that's great. You know how much this tree is now? This beautiful 7-foot Douglas fir. You have just taken it up to $157, and I want cash and the exact amount. So you get that last five. I want a couple of ones to bring it up to $157, you stupid idiot. You're getting a free decorated tree for $40. All the decorations free. All the frocking free. A stand for free. And you're going and bitching about this?
Well, the next thing you're going to tell me is if I don't take the tree skirt from you, you're going to jack up the price again. That doesn't make no sense.
It makes plenty of sense, because if you want me to keep the tree skirt, $200.
In what world does that make sense?
And that's what more than I paid for the tree. $200. Merry Christmas. $200. Yes or no, you're going to be down here in Bonita or not? $200. You took a $40 completely decorated tree and you wanted to be an imbecile about it. You got $200. Yes or no, tree for the kids or no tree?
Or 40 for it with all your stuff.
Yeah, I can do that right now. $40.
Well, okay then.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.